Welcome to the Cyber Matters podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Cyber Guild. Our mission is to bring diversity to all levels of cybersecurity in the greater Washington area by unifying allies across the private and public sector, ensuring opportunities are as universal as talent, and continually transforming the industry. Hello, and welcome to Cyber Matters podcast. This is Erin Keating, your host today. We are excited to be joined by Craig Goodwin, co-founder and chief product and strategy officer of Cyvitar. He joined us back in September at our Cybertunity event with a really unique session to talk about what are some of the challenges that CISOs today are facing and how can cybersecurity vendors solve some of these. He brings a unique perspective. Having spent over 20 years in the security industry, he's actually held the title of CISO and therefore brought some of those learnings into what he does at Cyvitar and shares those with our audience to help everybody think through how they can address the changes in the industry and all of the many decisions CISOs need to consider when they're trying to look for a cybersecurity vendor. Join us now.
Hi, everyone. Absolute pleasure to be here. I'm based in the UK, but I am co-founder of a cybersecurity startup called Cyvitar. Cyvitar is a cybersecurity as a service company. I'm not here to do my 5-minute pitch like a lot of you are, so I'm going to refrain from doing that. Although hopefully some of the stories I tell are intertwined with the story of why myself and my co-founder, Corey White, started Cyvitar a number of years ago now. The reason that I'm speaking to you, and I think one of the unique perspectives that I bring, is before being the founder of Cyvitar, I was a chief security officer in end user organizations myself for over 18 years. So started in the security services with the UK government, running around deserts with guns and all that kind of exciting stuff that mattered nothing, unfortunately, when I got into the cybersecurity industry. It was the boring side of the security services job that was actually the more pertinent piece. But after that, 18 years of chief security officer experience with companies like Monster Worldwide, Fujitsu, CDK Global, et cetera, so building, running, operating large-scale cybersecurity businesses across the world. And that gave me a unique perspective on the problems that chief security officers and end-user security organizations face when trying to address these problems. And there are a couple of key themes that come out. And I think it's important as product companies, you know, as end users, to think about how we address those things. Number one is there's just too many of you, right? And that presents challenges from your perspective as businesses, but then also from the end users that are listening in as well, right? How do you distinguish through that noise? And for sure, even as an experienced chief security officer with 4,500 VC funded cybersecurity companies out there, it's incredibly tricky to wade through that noise to decide what businesses are the ones I should be investing my valuable dollars in. Takes a lot as a security officer to justify that money. Where should I then place that spend? You know, how should I look at my risk and where should I invest? Should I invest because someone tells me that I'm susceptible to advanced persistent threats? Or should I be focusing on the basics, right? Like, I don't know what assets I've got, for example, right? When I sit in a group of chief security officers, and I'm telling you now, it doesn't matter how big or mature they think their security functions are. When you say, do you know all your assets and where they are? Everyone kind of rolls their eyes and moves on really quickly, right? And that's an indictment of kind of where we are as an industry right now. Focusing on those basics is just incredibly important. The other point that I would make is that a ton of the tools that are out there generally just create more noise, right? There's a lot of tools that for me as an end user security officer would add more to my list of things I had to do and fix less, right? So I think we need to be cognizant both as an industry and as product vendors about how we address the real issues and deliver real outcomes for our customers, as we would say, right? And an outcome for me would be to remediate something, to fix something, to actually reduce a risk, not just point it out, because I can do that. I need people to help me to actually fix stuff. And the companies that help me to deliver those real outcomes are the ones where I wanted to invest my time and effort. Staff shortages, we all know about that. Now, if you follow me on LinkedIn, you'll know that I'm a bit of a skeptic about the staff shortages that exist within cybersecurity potentially, but it's got to be said that it's hard to find good people, right? And we need to help with that as well. So by finding products, by finding solutions that help to really deliver those outcomes, fix things, really helps to alleviate some of those resourcing concerns that we consistently and constantly have as end user security professionals. And then finally, you know, if you think about the industry as a whole, products and services companies are very much, or have been in the past, focused on one-off engagements, right, rather than continuous activity. I think as an industry, we need to focus on security being, you know, a condition that needs to be managed, as opposed to a problem that needs to be fixed. And a lot of vendors, a lot of end users approach this like, well, I'll do my one-off pen test, or, you know, I'll do my one-off assessment and then I'm done and I can move on. Unfortunately, we know that that's not the case. It's in the media every day. This needs to be a continuously evolving process, and we need to work from a vendor perspective and an end user perspective to educate people on that continuous process. So what does that look like for us as CyberTar? Well, what we've created in cybersecurity as a service is that we believe, along with our product partners, that cybersecurity should be as effortless as consuming your media from Netflix, right? Or your music from Spotify. The ability to create outcome-based solutions rather than product-based one-off solutions is incredibly important for customers to drive those outcomes. It needs to be outcome-based. So I don't want to be, the outcome of my solution doesn't need to be that I've got a longer things, a list of things to do. It needs to be that I've actually physically solved problems. And there are a ton of products in the market combined with CyberTar that are getting to that outcome now. Bruce Schneier said it 20 years ago now, I lose track, but people, process, and technology all have to be combined to make things successful. It's incredible the number of customer advisory boards that I sit on for cybersecurity product companies, where I sit next to CISOs and they tell me 2 years have gone by of renewals on a product and they're still not getting the value or quality out of it that they expected. And that's just criminal. We need to get better at delivering the real outcomes that our customers want. So what we've created at CyberTar is true cybersecurity as a service. We've bundled products, services, and everything you need as an end user to deliver real outcomes for our customers, all wrapped into the membership economy as part of subscriptions that are easy to consume, on demand, cancel anytime, all the things that you want as an end user that doesn't fully understand how they need to get secure. And one of the things that's really critical to that is our partnerships with some of the best product companies that are out on the market. I'm not saying that products aren't necessary. They're absolutely a fundamental component of the service that they deliver, but they're one component, right? So it's incredibly important with everyone here today that we listen to the best ways to deliver those outcomes. Products that are focused on delivering true outcomes for their customers, true ROI, and give real business value to the end user. Happy to provide any more information that anyone would like on CyberTar, of course. I love talking about that subject. I've even stayed away from some of it today. I've been limited to 5 minutes, so I'm going to stop there. Happy to answer any questions at this point, but I'm just super excited to be here. Looking forward to hearing from all the other companies on the call and the end users, and excited to see what new products and services are coming to the market. Thanks, Mary Beth, Elizabeth, Esther, for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Chris. Any questions? I mean, we can take one or two here if you'd like, or we can jump right into the lightning round.
I have a question, actually, Craig. So when you're, so does the service also offer like virtual CISO, or does it encompass like compliance requirements, those type of services as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we believe that that services component is vital, right? People, process, and technology have all got to work together to deliver the outcome. So for most of our customers, just to give you a little bit of perspective, we work with the smaller end where, you know, less than 1,000 employees, for example, where they haven't got to the point where they can afford to hire a CISO yet, right? So we act as that strategy and roadmap and development for the customer. When a CTO comes to us and says, look, I've got some money, I know I need to do something about cybersecurity, I don't know where to start. One of my fundamental principles when I started this business was I've been an end user CISO. I want to take Craig's brain and the brain of all our advisory board CISOs and build it into our platform. So the first step on anyone's journey with CyberTar is to understand what those outcomes need to look like and what that roadmap or journey looks like. And that's part of that vCISO solution. So yeah, absolutely, Elizabeth. Thanks for the question. We certainly do.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Cyber Matters brought to you by the Cyber Guild. You can find us at www.thecyberguild.org. If you liked this episode, please download and subscribe to this podcast and check back for more episodes featuring employers, economic development agencies, policymakers, leaders, and professionals in the cybersecurity industry.